Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about something that you've mentioned more than once, and every time you say the words, it frightens me. The suicide disease.
With good reason, yes.
Trigeminal neuralgia. See, I was able to say it.
You did, and you did it well.
Okay, thank you. So talk to us about the suicide disease. Why is it called that?
Well, neuralgia is just an abnormal condition of the nerves, and there's a big nerve on the side of the face with three branches called trigeminal. Tri standing for three.
Sure.
And when people get TN, or trigeminal neuralgia, and TN may be an easier term for us to use, it is known as the suicide disease because more human beings commit suicide because of this condition and with this condition than any other single condition.
So is it like unrelenting pain on the side of your...
Yes, facial pain.
Really?
Yes, and it affects people, just wind blowing on their face, just turning their head, just brushing against the skin. These are the kind of things that...
And how long can this last, this condition?
For the rest of their life.
People can have it their whole lives?
Well, as long as they don't commit suicide.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Unless they come to the Yardley Institute.
And it can be a very large, but it can also be a smaller part of the face, correct?
Yeah, it can affect all three nerves, more common one or two of the nerves, and then it can change. It can move around.
One of your patients has been kind enough to join us here this morning. Frankie in Federal Way is here with us. Hi, Frankie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. It's good to be here.
You have a great name. It's nice to meet you. So my understanding is you had the suicide disease. You had trigeminal neuralgia for some time. Is that right?
Yes, 25 years.
25 years? How old were you when you started it?
Well, I'm kind of old
now. We don't give that away.
But it was 25 years. I've added it up.
Wow, that is amazing. And was it unrelenting? Did it come and go, or...?
At first, it came and went, and then it came back with a vengeance and stayed. And the only thing I could do was injection surgery, which led me to the hospital with meningitis, which you can get when you do this procedure.
Uh-huh.
And now they're not doing it anymore. So when I went to Dr. Yardley, I had absolutely nowhere to go, didn't know what I was going to do, because they won't do the surgery anymore. They just want to do a brain surgery, which is much more severe.
Now, had you been through, been to a number of specialists by the time you finally got to the Yardley Institute?
Yes, and I had been on medication, not pain medication per se, but it's called Tegretol. That's what they use, is to kind of, relaxes the muscles a bit.
Now, Frankie, I often ask when we encounter somebody who has been going through something for a good period of time, which you have, or did actually, what was the impact on your life for that? I mean, were you able to work? I think you teach piano, right?
I do. And, it's my mouth that I make a living with, my mouth and my hands. And when you have this, you don't want to brush your teeth. You don't want to open your lips. Mumbling is about the only way you want to talk, because you're getting electric shocks, like sticking your finger in a light fixture, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so wind, a change of temperature, anything, just a brush on, and no kissing. No kissing, that's for sure, because it's painful.
Oh, my God. What a terrible way to live. So you went to see Dr. Yardley, you went to the Yardley Institute, and what happened?
Well, I'm just going to go my personal own. This is how it went for me.
Okay.
I went in there, and I felt a confidence, and I felt a very strong feeling that I was doing the right thing. And I thought, I have no place to go, and I listened, and they gave me the x-rays and talked everything over with me, didn't promise me anything, but just said they could do their best, and they've had some good successes. And so I thought, let's go, because every day was excruciating pain. And so I started, and I also felt a very, there's a calmness in Dr. Yardley's office. It's a sereneness, and while I was there, I felt really relaxed, and that goes a long way when you're working with severe pain.
So, Frankie, where are you today? Do you still have trigeminal neuralgia?
I can't find it anywhere. It's left me. It's gone. It doesn't hurt anymore.
It's amazing.
It's real amazing.
Frankie, I know at one point in time you were able to gain relief in one position, and that was laying down. But by the time you came to see us, it was affecting your sleep.
Yes.
There was a constant burning. It would swell up. It would get knotted. You get these shooting pains. You found that sitting, talking, brushing your teeth, and when it was bad, it would cause you to mumble.
Yes.
Not good. Not good at all. I remember sitting down with Frank and her husband, Kay, and I said to you guys, I'm going to get confused because he's got a woman's name and you've got a man's name.
Right. Yeah, we play with that a lot.
Exactly.
No confusion now, though, because the condition vanished. And what would you say about the Yardley Institute to somebody who's suffering from the suicide disease, trigeminal neuralgia?
Well, this has just changed my life. I'm the person that I used to be. And I would tell people to run quick. Go in. Take a listen.
Frankie, thank you for making the time to come on with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime for Dr. Yardley.
You take
care,
Frankie.
No wrong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe the Yardley Institute can help you. More Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on AM 770, The Truth.